Hi, this is Yitz Novak, and we are studying Masechta Bava Basra. We are in the ninth parak, the first Mishnah, parak, first Mishnah. Mishnah Meis, one who dies, v'hiniach banim uvanos, and he leaves sons and daughters, b'zman shanachas and meruvim, when there is a lot of property, habanam yirshu v'habanos yizonim. The sons inherit their share, and the daughters are supported by the share. If there isn't a lot of property, a little property, habanos izonu, habanam yishalu al pesachim. The daughters are supported, are fed, and the sons have to go about begging. Admon Omer, Admon says, b'shvil shani zachar hifsadti. Because I am a male, I lose. Why do the women get fed and or supported and the men don't? Amrabban Amiel. Rona ani estivrei Admon. I understand, I approve of Admon's view. The reality is that Admon's position is supported by Rabban Gamliel. The halacha doesn't follow that, as Rav Avadya Bar Nur tells us. And the reason that the daughters take precedence is because their father obligated him to support them when he signed the ksuba. And therefore, they come first. Mishnah Beis. He left sons, daughters, and a tumtum. Tumtum is a person who has is neither a male or a female. His mom shanachasim, or it's a suffix whether he's a male or a female. His mom shanachasim rubim. When there's a lot of property, has a charim dochen oso eitzon akevos. The males can relegate him and count him as a female, and therefore he gets supported, or the tumtum gets supported. However, in a case where there is not that much property, the he gets counted as a male, and therefore there's more to go around the females. And in the first case, where there's a lot of property, because he becomes a female, he doesn't split the share of the other brothers don't split the share with him. He only gets supported. He doesn't get a share of inheritance. HaOmer, the Mishnah continues. One who says, Im teled ishi zachar, itomane. If my wife bears a male child, let him take 100 zuz. Yelde zachar, no tamana. If she then indeed gives birth to the male, he takes 100 zuz. Tamana. Nekeva masayim, yelde nekeva, no tas masayim. And if he would stipulate, if it's a female, let her take 200 zoz, then she gets 200 zoz, tumas. Im zachar mana im nekeva masayim, v'yoga zachar unekeva, zachar notamana v'nekeva notalas masayim. In case, third case is if he says, quote, if it's a boy, then he gets 100 zoz, and if it's a girl, 200 zoz, and then she bears both, then the male gets the 100 zoz and the female gets the 200 zoz. Mishnah continues, Yelda Tumtum. However, if he says, if it's Zachar one mana, if it's Nakeva two mana, and a Tumtum is born, Eino Notel. He doesn't get anything. Why? Because it's a Suffolk and you can't be Motzi Mamon on a Suffolk. Im Amar, Koma Shetelet Ishi Yito. If he said whatever my wife bears, let him take, then even in the case of a tumtum takes, im ein sham yorish, elahu, yorish is a kohen. If there's only a tumtum, nobody else, then he gets everything.